You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo.
You gonna end up in the blood for the people in the back. Start moving to
Mixtape
the front.
Addict.
Talk too much. We keeping it discreet. You only get to see the real me when I dig deep. Souls ain't loyal. I've been letting them dig deep. 215 up to 125th Street. We talk too much. I take away from the mystique. I did want of y'all to speak up when he's 6 feet. My old head just came home from doing a 6 piece. Keep asking me when I'ma hook up with Swiss beats. Niggas still sleep word to Rick Van Winkle. Shorty go both ways. I guess she bilingual. Got a girl at home, but tonight I'm single. In the Southwest, we gon' make your earrings jingle. Wow.
To my left, bad bitch to my right. New money, you smell me. Hey Siri, who fucking with me? Do tell me. No nada, flow too cool, lotta. Me and lil mama, poolside, Chewbacca.
DJ
under the
King
cabana,
Flo.
Box boogie, ill nana. Face call proper, but the body lil hotter.
Mix it
up, ring ring, I quote, they call me crack. Cause I'm dope, not the crack you smoke. Mr. Fix it, hit me up if you're broke. Bring your folks, my whole team on the same note. Get in where you fit in, nope.
Bitch, we been in.
Bubbly, sipping with two lovely women. Yo, Ness, where you at? Swing it back and break some bud. Now let me see your earrings jingle, love.
DJ King
we was
Flo.
Cool until we wasn't, and we both conflicted. I took the charge and told them uncuff my co-defendant. And please, no photos, I'm not too photogenic. I stand on business, but my morals stand over business. Yay, open up the door, we was closed for business. Protect my mother and my daughter's male chauvinistic. And fast food is bad for you, but it's so delicious. I float with death, now it's blowing kisses. I admit I did some bad things I won't revisit. I seen a lot of hitchhikers on the road to riches. Shorty quit a 9 to 5, now she posting pictures. Ooh, it's a slippery slope, being the GOAT. And don't nobody really want smoke till they provoke. And even though we haven't spoke, I give them hope. Or they serving 20 years for murder, that's all she wrote.
When you're lost and alone, and you found nowhere to roam, when your friends turned into foes, I hope you know you can always come back home.
Lyrical, I keep gats, scratch off the cereal.
DJ King Flo.
I got a trunk full of material. I hit the kitchen and perform miracles.
Mixtape Addict.
Fuck who you bore here with you. Your family gonna be planning for your burial. You pussy, get the venereal. Play around with us, I'm double daring.
I dare you.
This shit with me and Casting Star yesterday. You know the resume, this shit could flip a Chevrolet. Cause everybody know death is one step away. If I pull a can out on you, it's not pepper spray.
Copy, but a nigga got me upset today. Heckler spray, I'm on his bitch ass like a negligee. I'm on point, so don't cross me like the letter A. Play your cards right or get cut like a deck today. I put over 100 grand on my neck today. I'm trying to get a check. This chess, not checker play.
It's not a game, so my name you should never say. Bullets ain't got no name, so don't get led astray.
Oh, man. Even though a nigga lyrical, I keep gats, scratch off the cereal.
Oh, man.
I got a trunk full of material. I hit the kitchen and perform miracles.
Oh, man.
Fuck who you bore here with you. Your family gonna be planning for your burial.
Oh, man.
You pussy, get the venereal. Play around with us, with us, with us.
DJ King Flo.
Brick City, you know the business, nigga.
Yo, I used to ride with a homie in the 88 Flintwood, 40 OE, BDP in the Kenwood. If your family don't kill you, bet that your friend would. Fuck all you critics, I ain't asked for your input. Red man about my green, knockout king. My truck taller than Yao Ming with pop-out screens, baby. Firecracker hot, M-edit. The truth is all about the proof like Slim Shady. The hood rat ladies like, he ain't shit. Cause they hair ain't even longer than DJ Quicks. I know they mad at the LeBron of
hot 16. Stress a bitch out till she go ball like Britney. Two letters to describe your pocket, MT. Go get my money or leave with an injury. I play no games, my state on flames hot. You like Monique and J-Lo frame, not. I stack my guap patiently. A nigga move, I jack blacks like Tenacious D. Jack whites, jack Japanese, we don't care. We'll leave y'all with nothing like Debo hair. This style's rare, you ain't gonna find in the street. I'm from the East Coast, nigga, and my timing is sweet. Yeah, red man, and I'm up in this bitch. Hector and Insanity's custom my kicks.
Every time I roll a blunt, the sticky icky get me acting stupid on the mic. I love my money, bitches, and my music.
And when I roll a blunt, I put it in the air. Either it's sour, diesel, or it's
DJ King Flow.
Live from the state of the sunshine. It's a motherfucking fact. Real static is back. That's right, bitch. Static and bun time. About to put this shit down one time. Soon as static cut on the track, then you proceed to hear bun rhyme. We about to come down just like the last four. They give you motherfuckers exactly just what you asked for. For everybody to see it clear as a glass dome. Guaranteed to hit you right dead in your asshole. Pause. Now back it up. While Big Bread, you see us stack it up. You get out of line, you gotta pack it up. Then it start acting up like kids unsupervised. So how you want it, nigga, regular or supersized? It don't matter though, all of you motherfuckers, you gotta go. When I see the bullshit like a matador, I mean door, but fuck it, it's either or. Just get ready to witness some shit you never seen before. We live from the land of the coconuts and the palm trees. Cocaine, cowboys and bitches on knees. With dreams either come true or turn to nightmares. You gon' see me in static right there, cool as the night air. Smoked out, riding on speedboats. That's how I feel when you hearing these quotes. Don't fuck with these folks, they ain't kind. You get out of line and...
Wonder of the world, nigga, don't push through. Lightning struck when I got pushed about the earth, pussy.
Jesus,
presence for most of you niggas shit to trash. Why you question who the most? You shouldn't have to ask. Smash anyone, anywhere, nigga, anything. The most incredible, call me the most, everything. Godfather of the cook-up master, that be hustled down to the hair on your shoe and the vein up in your calf muscles.
Shut up.
Bottom of the barrel, niggas, I know you feel me. Callous hands from coca and blade scars, my bread filthy.
What the fuck?
See what you cost us, you forced us to boss up. So many hoes, I even keep a bull slut.
Oh,
I scream all over beats for the streets till I'm horsed up.
Yeah.
My bitches transport my brand and fleets of boss trucks. I know you niggas can't go. When I step in the building, I make you niggas wanna choke.
That's right, motherfuckers, we are back. Trill Static 5, live from Miami Beach, Florida.
DJ King Flow.
There's no tomorrow. Take me back to when I conjured up the virus. I'll need the Necronomicon, some candles and papyrus. I'm going back in time again. This is like the fifth attempt. Mission is to stop myself from something that I will invent. People that I work for built themselves a time machine. The present life they live in sucks. Solutions is what I can bring. Train for purposes like this. Time travel fascinates. Father time just masturbates while all you guys procrastinate. First version of me went back in time when my mom and dad had not met. The second worked the hospital where I was born but not kept. Adoption's what my folks did. I ended up a cokehead. My grades in school were hopeless, but biology was dope as number three would try to step in. For all the lives are threatened, hire Zeppelin. Number four would hire me for bioweapons. Number five is I the last. I rewrote the past, like the past, like the ass. Time machines, I could crash, man, it's useless luck. Damn, I fucked the future up. Number zero knows my luck, I'll find him. Cause him I can trust, it's like I've lost my faculties. Cyborgs after me, am I going insane? Cause my reflexes talking back at me. I know what happened, my product. Cause when I proved the sky could fall, it happened right when night would fall. Only trust what I could call a friend. See the asteroids from the future, I destroyed. A second chance is very rare, if God exists, I'll ask him for it. Keep a close and hit, double cross, exposed and lit. I'm not the type that won't commit, sniper scope was so legit, I took the shot but chose to miss. Think it's cause I saw myself. The laws of time are so specific, cause I'm not supposed to miss. Never get as close as this to end myself. I chose to tell myself to help myself for help itself. I hope it sells itself like science fiction off the shelf. I bother wrote myself to find wisdom over self. Listen man, I know the wealth these people promised you could help. You achieved the dream yourself, evil genius be yourself. You built this mean machine yourself, listen closely, kill yourself. Something deep inside prevents me, guys that sent me once you dead. Trust me, you won't die as gently if you don't heed the warning, son. Driven by the force in you, you're forced to do some awful things. Except what you was born to do. So kill the world, hard to kill. Change the future's odds and will. The future's clearly hard to kill. The truth is still the hardest. The hardest for me to swallow.
DJ King Flow
on the beat. you gots to chill.
Word up.
You can't see me on the mic. You ain't fucking with me.
You ain't fucking with me. I can smash any beat. You ain't fucking with me. You can rhyme, you can flow. You ain't fucking with me. On a mic at a show. Y'all ain't fucking with me. Huh? Mexican mix, half black La Bamba, black Mamba, past the chronic, super stetsasonic, electronic, and your head is bobbing. Never be let popping. A wada da day, cause them dropping. Black as ever, stay feet underground. Brother fat as ever, weigh 300 pounds. And why these people telling me I need to eat my veggies? Blown trees with many. Pro speaks it heavy. When most seek the envy, they pity on and pretend. Really, they fool the bio brother. They acting like a phony friend. A pen fryer when I commit to the beat, break through my x-ray. A gentle giant, but I become like T2 when my pen spray. The flow sound better than great, cause pro rhymes make Mount Everest shake. So I'ma go and do my thing. No question, no second guessing. So extra fresh and fresh.
You can't see me on the mic. You ain't fucking with me.
You ain't fucking with me. I can smash any beat.
You ain't fucking with me.
This is how we rock shit, really that fresh. First Johnny flipped the sample, now we're ripping raw flesh with straight blank Gilgamesh. Authentic when we flex, I'm grimy in the projects. Tricking paper back to backs. Listening to flipping sirens passing by my old duplex. And I ask myself, who's the victim of harassment next? I grew up in beaters, watching dad write bounce checks. So I'm quick to straight dismember and elite a skull convex. It's looking really bleak, fuck these rappers got complex. Not one single drop of enemies blood safe. The fucking brothers Grimm linked up with unscathed. Ripping through your speakers, hitting faces with sharp glades. Now your head is hanging off your shoulders in a dumb way. Pretty sure that's not how you want to spend a Sunday. Straight gore fest, swing my Riddick sword through your man's chest. Oblique is possessed.
Unscathed hit, we doing shit different this time. It's really your trip now. Alright, look.
Mixtape addict.
I'm ripping your face off like I smoke meth after sniffing an 8-ball. It's no test, I smash a bit and break y'all. Get so wrecked, your happiness a great fall. You lack it, ain't smart, the fool is weak. You'll risk yourself against a crooked beast. People piss themselves when they look at me. Ain't a bit of help, never could be free. I'm squishing beats like I'm making risotto. There's no telling the state of tomorrow. That's why your bones sweating, there's no betting. But you should dodge, the blade is so sharp though. You'll get hit, man, like your brain is a barcode. You headed with shit pants, your fame in a dark hole. Coming here was a really stupid step.
It was.
Get cut in here, it's a quadruple threat.
Now who on the fuck so I can bust when I cuss?
It's the unseen, pulling strings off the talk.
DJ King Flow.
Here's my galactic and citizenship card. Interplanetary mission, I've been discharged to hit y'all. No ancillary staff will assist me. I'm about to show you what that writer's list be. See, I'm a writer in rap form, but these are writers that bomb trains and subway platforms. Courageous, bravest, street creators. They synonymous with DJs, rappers, and breakers. Arms folded, jail poses, ill portraits. Foster kids mixed in with the ill fortune. Fat laces, back in the day shit calligraphers. Tagging their names, putting their signatures in places. Courtyards, sports bars, landmarks, 10 clocks, gyms in the park, they doing art. Big bubble letters all over the city. I see it up in high places, wonder how they did it. Admit it, I always wish that I could do the same. But now the mic is a marker, I'm tagging up names. Sometimes at night I would walk with a pen, with a marker, or even some chalk.
Writing my name in graffiti.
Yes, indeedy, I wrote graffiti.
Sometimes at night I would walk with a pen, with a marker, or even some chalk.
Everything brand new. Everything
DJ
brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand new. Ma, this money not, cause it's money I got and it's money I get. Money I flip, get down with cash, me out click. And we can take round trips, flights back and forth, east, west, south, or north. Mommy be a goon to count for me to make sure our rap don't come up short when we transport. You know what? From bus stations, docks, and airports. Everything brand new. everything brand, brand new. Everything brand new. Everything but brand new.
We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money like that. We gon' go, go money crazy.
And we gon' buy everything brand new. Brand new.
We gon' get this money, baby. We gon' spend this money like that. We gon' go, go money crazy.
And we gon' buy everything.
Shorty, I'm from the block. We take it to the streets. That's how we hold for. I take you on shopping sprees and show your loyalty to me.
DJ
we can spoil
King
each other. Go to overseas, sandy beaches, then all each other.
Mixed
also, cribs, diamonds, and bitch don't come into play. I'ma purchase everything brand new for you. Cause I want you to stay, I want you to stay.
Everything brand new. Everything brand, brand new. Everything brand new. Everything brand, brand
new. DJ King Flo.
Man, grab, baby.
Mixtape addict.
This shit about to get spooky.
EMX got another.
Man, I'm in the big leagues. Climb my way to the top of the ranks. These niggas tryna get me. I can't be like none of y'all niggas, your clothes don't fit me. Way too hot, believe it or not, that's where the drip leaves. Ahead of my race, I'm in the first place, you hoes can't trip me. Fuck up my face, I'm serving that bass, I got that Whitney. Keep it on the low, don't tell these hoes, these feds might get me. Still can't give my heart to no bitch, I'm way too bitchy. Never pull up my car in this bitch, they gon' try.
Now I'm in the big league, now I'm in the 6-speed, switch speed, blowing on mid-league. In the kitchen, say whip these. Pennies in the way, I rip these. No days off, no sick leave. I charge what I charge, and I don't really take nothing off, no strip tease. I'm big dog, no mixed breed. Get on my left. I'm too addicted to settle. Nigga, I live in the ghetto. Grip in the metal, I put a brick in the kettle. You see gold around the diamonds, I took a light bulb and I dipped it in yellow. Money is the root of evil and God we trust, so we tricking the devil. No, I never chase money. I attract and I take money. The girl got a fat ass, so what? Honestly, it's kinda shape funny. If I say I'm about to put an album out, then honestly, you need to wait for me. Cause I influence all y'all, if you smart, honestly, you need to take from me. New York superhero, motherfucker, honestly, you need a cape from me. And tell your girl my dick's addictive, bitch, honestly, you need a break from me. Yo, wait, money, that's play money. She busted open, I dove in it. Bitch can't cook, her grilled cheese got bones.
Man,
in it.
I'm in the big league. Climb my way to the top of the ranks, these niggas tryna get me. I can't be like none of y'all niggas, your clothes don't fit me. Way too hot, believe it or not, that's where the drip leaves. Ahead of my race, I'm in the first place, you hoes can't trip me. Fuck up my face, I'm serving that bass, I got that with me. Keep it on the low, don't tell these hoes, these feds might get me. Still can't give my heart to no bitch, I'm way too picky.
Mixtape,
now I'm really trying to hear about what them niggas do. Keep that shit between them and you. Might deploy the parachute, let it carry you. Had to let you down easy, said we not compatible. I'm not quite there with you, I must be fair with you. At least I'm clear with you. I'm old and focused on growing more and closing on deals. Now that I'm knowing what's really real, that come with age, you must respect the game, my nigga. You get colder the more you play, my nigga. Stay at it, I got plenty, but my mental stuck on, I don't have it. So if they try to play me, I ain't having it. Great jet life, sweatpants under my Michelin nest. I got them flipper headlights on that C5 vet. Hold up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, this that Coleon, that Don shit run through me. Suited up like a mob boss, some top dog unruly.
DJ
broke
King
nigga, a rich nigga, not a bitch, niggas wanna sue me. Show you how to make a flick, nigga, how to turn your life to a movie. Bow tie in a red rose on the left side of my Gucci. Put a hit on you weak niggas, I treat niggas like goofies. I've been itching to kill some, I'm piped up with that Uzi. I've been looking for a real one to get wiped up, but I'm trying to niggas wish devil me, but I never see him in person. They gassed up on that ketamine and my energy can't curve it. These bad thoughts don't never leave, you'll never see what I'm serving. I say I don't wanna go to therapy, but they telling me it's not working. My rose grew from the concrete, but it still cracks on the surface. My side bitch wanna block me, but she's still a fuck for these purses. Been telling hoes not to lie to me, cause the truth will make you nervous. Know my grandfather be proud of me if he knew the whip that I'm swerving. I got time for the wick, no matter.
smoke for the bitch, no ashes. Every verse I speak got passion. Do it for the streets where the shit get ratchet. Eyes on me, but it ain't no lacking. No one gave me shit, I smashed it. Had to lay each brick and stack it. Build on my dream, hoping it's gonna happen. Nigga, what's happening? I'm with it. If I want that drop, I spin it. If you want that block, I spin it. If she want that watch, I'm spinning. I promise God I'm a changed man if you fuck around and I'm sinning. You a real nigga on the internet and I'm a real nigga.
DJ King Flow.
These are the real Sopranos.
Touchdown, Brody face bust down. They want us to fail, but we up now. Bucks piling up, going through the roof.
Going chain.
Count dollars, son, you know that we can lose. Street scholars with gold up in the tooth. 5% niggas showing you the truth. 45 will live a soul out of his boots. Ghost riding through donuts in the coupe.
I'm just sitting smoking on this haze, chilling, scrolling up my page. Thinking how the OGs is rolling in their graves. How many more gonna get exposed? How many souls are they gonna trade? When no loyalties exchange, that's how soloists get made. I'm a hands-on kind of boss, so it totally explains how I put cocoa over flames before a logo wanna change. Still standing, only Lord knows what I overcame. Feds still circle my face when they take Polaroids and game. $15,000 fit thugging, hopping out of shit fronting. I pull up to the barbecue like, holla at your big buzzing. Double cross always from a friend, saw that shit coming. 10 million shoot you out the gym. We call that Chris Mullin. Better use them two ears God gave for listening. Hope you guys paid attention. Get your top scraped and blistered. The big league just like Jackie. Cause I do not play with niggas. And it do not make a difference. Not even rock, paper, scissors. Butch.
Touchdown.
Hell man.
Brody face bust down. They want us to fail, but we up now. Bucks piling up, going through the roof.
Going chain.
Count down some something.
DJ King Flow.
Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you.
Mixtape addict.
Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Take his head off and then repeat after me that. Now, your house is where I'll be at. Mom's spaghetti. Yo, the weight of a king's crown is awful heavy. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Got distracted. The killer brought the wrong machete. Moving in these gritty streets. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Y'all can't clone him. Y'all can't stone him. Y'all can't put him 6 feet in the ground. Y'all can't hold him. Gonna bounce back. He's gonna count stacks. Lives in that castle cause he's count. Drag what? Eastwood, if you couldn't, he could. Distribute that mad product out in each hood. On a movie set, Alec Baldwin just shot you.
Damn.
If Sherlock Holmes getting called in, they got you. Open the door, don't be afraid. I ain't trying to hurt you. I ain't trying to murk you. I ain't trying to work you. I'm just trying to get you to vote for the right guy. The same dude who lied to you's got a glass eye. The wrench dude, you looking at me like the landlord. I'm that awkward feeling that you get when dad calls.
Hey, Dad.
Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you. Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? I ain't doing nothing about it by myself. I ain't paying attention to that as well.
Official tissue, most these cats is artificial. Realist linguistics, riddle spitting like ballistic missiles. Now move it smooth like static needles in the groove. The point of view like Cali skies through alleyways and avenues. We're checking in, the world turns like the record spin. Begin again, seconds on my retina, numbers tatted on my skin. And turn these letters to photography. You know the raft, half machine to contrast the brass off the phonograph. Corner corridor narrator, gathering my data. Too many fake invaders taking switch. You like a crossfader. I blend the grammar bars. I mix you slick like ice and liquor. Poking how it's spoken when the mic connects to mixers.
Mix.
I integrate my interface. A race to imitate. Embrace the time to culture. Only 45s on dinner plates. I leave the scene as cautious. Flawless is the process. Oftentimes these artists nauseous garbage leaving in the coffin.
I was just sending out essential bookings.
Now it's Coachella bookings. Look where your fella took it.
DJ
I know
King
God
Flo.
Got me, but I know that the devil looking. Nigga, I love cross me in my book. He's
Mixtape
forever crooked. I seen it in your eyes when you see how the prezzy looking. Niggas was praying on my downfall, but I kept it pushing. Recipe for disaster. I'm back in the kitchen cooking. I took it where niggas couldn't. Used to go to the game with KD whenever I visit Brooklyn. Had me watching in the suite with Tony, my nigga, good looking. Told me keep your foot on these niggas, don't give them no cushion. Used to have a bundle in the chip bag, I hid in the bushes. There's people close to me that's jealous of this position I'm putting. And expect me to bounce back after I was hit with them bullets. I don't care nothing about that, I'm living this shit to the fullest. From the concrete grew a rose. Mercedes Concepts, two of those. $250,000 cars, I own a few of those. Flavor Flav shit, I'm in a spot with a group of hoes. This the music equivalent to winning the Super Bowl. They tell me I'm too transparent, tell me I'm too exposed. I'm just making sure it's short.
DJ King Flo, Mixtape Addict.
All right, let's get to it, We here, man. Connecting the dots from France to the U.S. once again in the Mixtape Addict Show. I have my special guest today, you know, battle rap legend Ines in the building. How are you, what bro?
Up? What up, people? Salute. Shout out to DJ King, Flo in the building. You already know, representing that 215 Philly. Got the new single out, Jingling Baby, Ines featuring Petey Crack, produced by Godpire. You already know.
Yes, sir. You know we got that on rotation, you know what I'm saying, making the overseas people hearing that good stuff, you know, that Philly shit, bro.
But sure, Ski, you already know, bro.
Got to, man. You know, I have a tradition in the show. I have to ask you, man. I always ask the opening question to all my guests. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, man?
True, that's a good one. You caught me off. Well, DJ King, my new favorite DJ, but my all-time favorite DJ, because it means so much to me and my career.
I'm sorry.
It's DJ Cosmic Kev out of Philly, representing the Power 99 FM. You know what I'm saying? Clear channel.
Yeah, legendary DJ. And tell the people exactly why it's your favorite DJ. You know, for those that don't know the name or not familiar with the legend, what can you say about him?
DJ Cosmic Kev is Strictly Skills Kev, is like a cornerstone of Philly hip hop culture. I mean, he was in Gilly's first video, Major Figures. Yeah, that's us. You know, he was passed the torch by DJ Ran, which is like hip hop hierarchy as far as the radio and DJs is concerned. And, you know, Cosmic Kev has just been holding it down for the past 25, 30 years on Power 99. And, why he's so special to me is because coming off the success of the band, when we all got dismantled and broken up into like, you know what I mean, kind of like solo acts, My Hood was like kind of my lead out single. That was like one of the songs that was supposed to be a single off of the second band album. When we got broken up, the album was scrapped. So like the songs was just in limbo. So I gave the song My Hood, which was originally had Freddie P on it, and it just start gaining buzz in Philly. So Cosmic Kev is always special to me because he always invested in what I was doing, being from the Biddy, being from Philly, being from the city. You know, he put a lot of time and energy into making that record a cult and regional classic that what it is today. You know what I mean?
Yup. That's what I like about, you know, those OG DJs, man. They represent with the right mentality, the right spirit, you know, like putting people on, making sure the record lives on, you know, for months, for years sometimes, you know, spinning that shit until it becomes classic in people's head, you know?
For sure. There's a lot of other DJs along the way that I built relationships and alliances with. Shout out to DJ Self, shout out to DJ No Frills, shout out to DJ, I know you're gonna kill me about this, Alamo from Coast to Coast DJs. We got a project out right now. Dope. It's called The Takeover Files, hosted by DJ Alamo. Is online right now. You can go download and stream it. Yeah, that's just a collective of all my unreleased material over the past 5 years, starting from the pandemic to now. that, you know, a lot of unreleased tracks and features that people haven't heard, and I released that, put that on a kind of a mixtape, like as an ode and as a tribute to the mixtape DVD era. I put that out. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't be hard copies. You know, we don't do hard copies no more, but I actually got the hard copies, passing them out. People want to buy them and support. That's like part of the merch now. So everybody like, why you still got hard copies, man? That's merch. Along with my cheesecake, you know, I done turned lemons into lemonade, started selling my own cheesecake. So make sure y'all go, you know what I mean, support that online. That's Enes Cheesecake, at Enes Cheesecake on IG. You know, just kind of get back into the culture and really being in the mix and kind of like linking up with the Young Energy, the D30s, the Two Rares, the Jabrils, you know, the young guys, man. And being bridging that gap, because it always been this this cultural gap,
mm-hmm,
between the young guys and the older guys that's making music. Some of the older guys feel, you know, that the shit is not, you know what I mean, the contemporary music is not good enough or it's watered down. And I find, you know, the beauty out of not all of their music, but I do like some of the tracks, and those are the ones that I do like some of the tracks. I try to link up with them and collaborate on music and doing that. And I'm a big herald to that, because a lot of the older guys be like, man, I'm not doing that. But, you know what I mean, that's how hip-hop was created, man. It got to get passed down, and niggas got to link up with niggas and create and not be scared to, you know, to mix those two fucking energies, man, because I still got something in the tank, and evidently, obviously, they're the new energy that's got all the eyes and attention, and that's just beautiful music when you put those two entities together.
Yeah, man, I think that's the right mindset, man, because otherwise you kind of live in the past if you think that, you know, the OGs cannot make music with the young ones. You know, we've seen that, you know, like Jada Kiss, for example, that dropped a video not too long ago with the Young MCs, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, well, shout out to D. Jones representing the city, man. You should sign the new Raspy. So Raspy, So Raspy, yeah, so he from my city. Mm-hmm. He from the DVD era. He used to, like, you know what I'm saying, be linked up with Joey Jihad and the whole Go Getters Foundation. So he was a childhood friend of Dave East. You know what I'm saying? And Dave East brought him into the mobile forefront. Didn't forget his childhood friend. Now he got a track out with Jadakiss and Beanie Siegel. And that joint got like over 1 million views on YouTube. Yep. And counting.
Yep, yep. And that's the wonderful use of AI, you know, to bring back Beanie's voice, man.
That was fire. That was fire.
Mm-hmm. One guy I cannot wait to hear what he does with the AI also is the DOC, man. You know what I'm saying?
DOC was one of the most prolific MCs of that time, and was cut short by an unfortunate accident. So, like you just said, I would love to hear how he uses the AI to the best of his ability to restore what we know he could be.
Yep. So like you say, man, a tragic accident changed everything, but I think without that accident, too, he probably was going to be one of the illest MCs from the West. That's without a doubt, man. And also, I know you're from the mixtape era, and I know the answer to this question, but I have to ask you, man. Do you miss the mixtape format, bro?
You motherfucking right.
You're telling people why.
I'm going to tell you why. Now everything is a pay-to-play. You got to pay to be on a playlist. You got to pay Instagram. You got to pay Facebook and Meta for the little ad space for your shit to be shared amongst people that wouldn't normally see your shit. Back then, the mixtape game was the most cheapest way to premiere your music and try to kind of get what the fans wanted from you. If you had a hot song, you could put it on a mixtape. You could put it on your mixtape. It'll be sold 3-4 different ways. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You'll have it on your mixtape, then DJ such and such have it on a mixtape, then DJ such and such have it on it. And depending on the popularity and the clout of the DJ, people would hear this record. You know what I'm saying? And it would become bigger. Now everything is just a pay-to-play, like starting with your own Instagram page. Like, nigga, you got to pay for the ad boost and all that, man. Before, it was organically, music was shared. We didn't have Napster. We didn't have all these outlets and apps and platforms that share a half of a record. You know what I mean? Back then, music was, it stayed with you longer. Like, Nas to come out of what album, it'll last the whole year. Niggas, Nas will be lucky if he get a week and a half until people moved on to the next whatever is new out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's no disrespect to Nas. He's one of the greatest. I'm just showing you it, how time has evolved. And being a prolific MC, if that stature like Nas, he should deserve at least a 6 month attention span to a project. And we just not getting that. Everything is so microwavable. I call it the era of the microwavable music. You know what I mean? You heat it up and get cold, then you heat up the same shit again and get cold again, and you reheating the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about, like, the talking about Nas, you know, like the album that dropped on Master P, also the Clips album, for example. I think it kind of changed that, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are going back to that.
No doubt, but they kind of manipulated the numbers. Like, I believe the Clips is as dope as everyone is know them to be. But, you know what I mean, we in the days of the rollout. We in the days of, you know what I mean, just having a name makes you jump over a lot of the legwork that you have to do now to days out here.
Yep.
And I think the Clips had a good rollout, and that played a big part of the success of the album. Not to mention they two dope MCs, but cats like them, Griselda,
yeah,
Locke still around here doing their thing. Jimmy and Cam with the podcasting, and then it transcended to a whole nother genre of the culture. I think it's good for 40 and up MCs. You know what I mean? But we have to remember it's an ever-changing climate in this game. And we have to stay on top of the new information. And I think the guys that last along and is resilient and perseveres, the guys that hop on the updated information as quick as they possibly can before the general public gets it. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. For sure, man. And how do you handle that pressure, you know, that comes with being an artist right now in 2025? Just like you say, the attention span is maybe a week or 2 weeks, and people sometimes they forget about shit that just dropped. And it's a lot of pressure on artists, you know, because you always gotta be creative and drop something all the time. So how do you manage all that?
You don't. You just live in it. It's like being a champion of the world. Like, who knows what that feels like until you're in that space. And black people have been poor, not to get all racy and political and economical on it, but black people all been poor. So what's going back to being poor if we get a little money and blow through it and go back to being poor? We was already dealing with those conditions. So sometimes you don't notice you're in the chaos until you step out of it. So the expectations with social media and just being a seasoned artist, you got to keep reinventing yourself. And I mean, it doesn't hurt that you know what I mean, you really hasn't aged since the first time you see it. That plays a big part. Appeal, appearance, likability, having a women fan base, all that plays a part in them. But back then, it just was a little bit more genuine. It was a little bit more love. It was a little bit more, people was a little bit more artsy than they are now. People just want the dollar. They want to blow up, get the money, and they really don't really respect the art. And I think people like myself and a few other artists are things of the past. We ancient relics because we just in a dog-heat climate and economy when it comes to music. Like, if you even, if you got it or you don't, like, nobody really wants to buy into your story. They just want to see the finished product, and then they want to really your everyday content outside of the music makes people want to listen to the music. When in our era, you listen to the music first and then you did your research on the person. You dig what I'm saying?
Yep. That's why, you know, people get to, you know, they feel obligated to post like their, you know, regular life, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit that should be private, but they post it on social media so they can get more streams after that, you know.
Shit. But the beauty my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. The beauty of social media is that it gives everybody an even playing field. Like, all the power used to lie in the hands of the labels because they had all the influence. But now, social media can turn a somebody into a nobody overnight and a nobody into a somebody overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way of the world now. You know what I'm saying? So it's all a content-driven data, electronic data thingy going on.
Yep.
And I've yet to tap into all these platforms and outlets and I would say vessels that you can earn money, like the Sound Exchange and this and that. It'll take you two lifetimes to learn it. So, like, I'm navigating it as I go through. So, to answer your question, the expectancy be so high, and living in all that pressure and expectancy, you never get a chance to breathe because you always creating and moving and trying to get to that next big look or moment. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%, man. It's hard to handle, man, and people don't realize that, you know, the way they consume music sometimes can drive artists crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, no exaggeration, man. Like, you know, I know shit happens to me for a reason, you know, that's a fact, man. So, but do you realize sometimes, like, the impact that you had on hip-hop? Because you went through a lot, you know, not only in terms of battle rap, but in hip-hop in general, with the mixtape game, and now you see the reactions of people when you post a freestyle on Instagram. They go crazy.
Right, yeah.
Do you realize the impact?
No, the impact is crazy. I feel it out in the street, pause, and when I say I feel it, I mean the energy from the people, from the regular everyday people, is the testament, and it be like the reward to me, because it used to be a time maybe some odd years ago when I would walk through the door and people eyelids would go down, meaning like, oh, that's just Ness, you know what I mean? I became so accessible and so normal that I wasn't, you know, people didn't take me as serious as they take me these days. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Being from a city that's real competitive and jumping back in battle rap, the reason I jumped back in battle rap was to reintroduce myself to people that might not have caught the first part of my career on the Mink and the Bin, because that was almost 20-odd-something years ago. So battle rap was the way to kind of slip back through the back door, pause, and get in there with the new talent and the people that, you know, everybody was watching, and the battle rappers that had the most views. So I used that as a strategy to get back in front of the people, the Gen Zs, as we call them. You feel me? Yeah.
Yep. And do you think, like, people are going back to authenticity, you know, because it might have been a few years in your career, like you say, maybe people didn't really care too much. Mm-hmm. I think it's coming back now. They see real hip-hop is coming back, you know, the balls, the flow, the cadence, and your story, your life story is also special, you know. So I think it's coming back. What do you think about that?
No, I think it's all about process. I agree 100%. It's all about process. Bars is coming back. Guys like Kendrick, guys like Cole, even though they had their little dispute, and Drake, I think, I mean, it's needed for the top guys to show that lyrical prowess, because it's one of the staples of hip-hop, the wordplay, the cleverness, the authenticity, the personality, being clever, being funny, being a comedian. Like, I try to encompass all those things in my bars, and as well as the new slang. It's all about updating your terminology and your linguistics too. Mm-hmm. So you have to talk like the new kids is talking. Not basically convert, or, you know what I mean, basically be a YN, but you got to understand when they're having a conversation. If you don't understand the words and the language they're using, then mm-hmm. you'll be out of the picture.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. Old people, well, seasoned people thrive in their community with the updated information from the young people. Young people thrive in their community from the updated information from the old people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with that 100%, man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does, man. You got to be able to understand, you know, the new slang, the new... Even when you compare situations, you know, when you do punchlines, you always do compare stuff, you know what I'm saying? To make the punchline sound fun, you know? And you got to be able to understand in those different categories, times have changed. So, you know, if you're able to do that, then you're winning. And I think that's what's going on, you know, when, like I say, when people look at your freestyle, they'd be like, damn, like, who raps like that, man? Who, you know what I'm saying, gets slapped in the face like that?
Right.
It's not too many MCs that can do the things that you do, man, real talk.
And a lot of people, like, I go around people that I hadn't been around in a while, and they'd be like, man, well, that's so dope, but people just don't take him serious, and... Sometimes I'll be letting it get to me, but I gotta understand that not everybody is gonna like you, not everybody gonna take you serious, not everybody is gonna think what you're doing is worth the time that you put in for it. But you can't focus on them people. You got to focus on the people that are. That, you know what I mean? That think you are dope and think that you are one of them ones. And you got a special pen and you got a special gift and a talent that was God-given and you share it with the world. You can't really focus on the people that's not taking you serious, because why the fuck we going to focus on them? We can't. Yeah. I mean, you feel me?
Yeah, you just cannot please everybody.
Every time where they didn't take Wayne serious. After Cash Money had fell apart and before he dropped the Carter 1 and Carter 2. I remember when they wasn't taking Gilly and Wallow serious before they blew up on the social media shit. Like, I'm right here in Philly. So I seen everybody's glow up and everybody's climb where they was at a point where niggas was like, ah, we ain't, you know, all right, we see it, but okay. Yeah. You only become supernatural when you do things that people didn't expect you to do. You only move up in boxing when you beat the guys that they say you cannot beat. Mm-hmm. You only move up in battle rap when you destroy the guys that they say you cannot destroy.
Mm-hmm. And they got to respect the facts too. I mean, if you're a real hip hop fan, you know what a bar is, you know what a punchline is, you know what the rhyme pattern is. If you're simply a fan of real hip hop, you just cannot ignore the facts. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. What's the vibes like over there, though, in Paui?
Man, you know we love that real shit out there, man. We've seen it come back, too, in the last, like, 5-6 years. We've seen it come back. You know, people going back to the authentic stuff. We got some, like, I talked to, you know, Master Ace, Guy Zoo, those guys, when they come to Europe, they do sold-out shows, man. Even
now, if people,
and the crazy thing is that people sometimes they don't even speak English like that, you know. But it's just the vibe, it's the beats, it's the ambience, you know. We like that shit out there, man. We like.
Why? Well, I see you bilingual. You from the States, or you was born and raised over there?
Born and raised in France, but I traveled to the States many times since I was 18 years old, so I had to learn the language. I spent times in the studio working with artists, so. You know, bro, I practice a lot.
Bro, I could tell you, I mean, if you're a foreigner and you from, you know what I mean, a different continent, but I can tell you have mastered the communication. You know what I'm saying? It's like a certain, you know what I mean? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You tapped into it. And that's not easy to do when you're from a whole nother place. Yep. And that's one of the things that I always wanted to do, challenge myself to do, is to learn a whole nother language.
When can we expect you in Europe, bro? Like, do you have any plans, like the UK, France, Netherlands, stuff like that?
I would love to come over there, love to tour, but, you know what I mean, in some people's eyes, I'm just not commercially successful to command a forefront tour, and even the guys that's really having commercial success can't even sell tickets now, so this shit is all, like, I would definitely need a reason, because I've been working as a content creator for Kanye for the past 3-4 years, so, like, he's been flying me here and there, and we've been working on certain shit, but I have yet to come to Paris, and I definitely want to get there. That's one of my, that's on my bucket list and shit.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think you need to do any commercial stuff, you know, like, I talked to Graf too, Graf, he don't really do the commercial stuff, but he be in Paris, you know what I'm saying, Rock and Show, Master
Maybe Ace, you can set commercial. That up, King, we do a little five-date joint out there, man. See what they talk about on the money side of things. I got enough material to hold it down. We can get some opening acts, man. Try to make some dough out there. Make it a reason. Make it a reason.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about that with my partner in New York, Young Amsterdam. You know, we working on that.
Hopefully
in the next 5 years, I'll be able to do some things like that. You know, I tried in the past. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But, you know, I'll keep trying, man. I think that's the next step in the mixtape addict movement. You know, I do beats, I do radio shows, mixtapes. And I'm, you know, traveling back and forth to the States, linking up with artists. So I think the next step for me is being able to bring the dopest of the US, bring them to Canada, bring them to France, you know, Belgium.
Yeah, I've been to Canada. I've been to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Quebec where they speak French?
Nope, I ain't been to Quebec. I just been to Toronto. I've been to Toronto. Actually, speak of the devil, Nas was having a joint out there, and I forgot one of the guys that used to play for Toronto was out there. Guy from New York, they used to be like a forward or a center out there.
What's
back in the early 2000s. He played for Toronto. He's from New York.
Damn.
He was out. He was on stage with Nas.
Word.
Stage with Nas. Yeah, I forgot what guy's name. I used to play 2K all the time, and I used to always use Toronto. And he was my go-to guy in the middle. But yeah, yep. He was out there in Toronto. I mean, Nas was doing a show out there. What's the guy from out there? He just hit me on Instagram. He had a real big wave out there. He still do. He's real big. He's legendary out there. Not Eclair.
Socrates?
Not Socrates. The other guy. He do like the Caribbean joint.
Cardinal Official.
Cardinal Official. There you go, Lou.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Super dope, man. They got some dope MCs in Canada. I don't know if you heard about Danielson.
Yeah, well, you know, I come from that... I mean, that 80s, 90s era. So, like, you know what I mean? Up until that, we only knew, like, the person only really got write-ups in the source and shit like that we could actually see was Cardinal and Eclair. Eclair. Choclair. My bad. Choclair.
Yeah. I'll send you some Daniel Sun stuff.
Yeah, send me some stuff. Man, some boom bag. But yeah, they got a whole new drill scene with the boy, Top Five and all that. I didn't know they had a big scene like that. And I didn't know they was like multicultural out there with the with the ethnic groups out there like that. I didn't know that was like that. Because when I went out there, I ran into like these guys was like kind of like Dominican, more of Latin descent.
Okay.
And it's a real big weed like culture up there. Weed culture up there.
Oh yeah, you know what, man? I stopped smoking weed like a few months ago. When I smoked weed for 15 years before that. And I'm telling you, Canada has the best weed in the world. I went to America, France, Amsterdam, Canada, and I can tell you, Canada is the place to be.
You ain't do nothing wrong. You did it for 15 years. You ain't do nothing wrong, bro. But you say Canada is one of the top spots for marijuana?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, in terms of quality, in terms of accessibility, and price too, of course, you know.
For sure.
Yeah. I remember getting like I think it was a 3.5 grams of White Widow, some good shit. I had it for like $15, and it was.
Yeah, I was with a grower. I was with a grower out there, so that he owned the studio. So we actually, I did record some of my first material for one of my classic mixtape Hate Mail featuring Bruno Brinks. You know, he was real big on the DVD side of things, being self-proclaimed freestyle king. But make a long story short, I was out there with a grower, and he just had guys coming to the studio with this weed red as fucking Chucky's hair.
Damn, he was like, never seen
the
that.
The weed was red as Chucky's hair. Like, I swear, like, I never seen no weed this color. And like that shit was fire, and I think it was called, that's what it was called, like Fire Engine Red or New Jersey Devil, some shit called, like some type of shit like that. But this shit was bright red, like a fire truck, and that shit was fire. And the nigga had trash bags of this shit. He was like, "Yo, if I could get somebody to take it to the States, man, I'd be I'm already rich, but I'd be like a billionaire."
Yo, have you ever smoked like hashish? Do you like that?
I love hashish. All that shit. What's the shit that come on the Packwoods?
Yeah, in France we call it ash. It comes from Morocco. That's the thing that we smoke.
What's the shit that be on the Packwoods? The THC buildup. What is it called? The hemp. What is it called? The shit that be in the Packwood pre rolls. It be like all these crystals. Be like all this fuzzy shit on it. It's called something.
I can't remember the name of that, man.
You know I'm talking about
that. I know what you're talking about, but in France we just call that shit ash, man. You know, the good ash.
Okay. Oh, that's what it's called. Keef.
Okay. See, in Europe, the keef is the pollen for us that you get from the weed. You know, the pollen?
Right. We call
that shit keef.
Okay.
man. Yeah, well, you know, there's some good smoke talk, but man, let's talk about the new music that you have, bro. Like, what can we expect from you in the end of 2025 and 2026?
I got two projects out. I mentioned earlier the Takeover Files hosted by DJ Alamo. That's like a mixtape type of thing without industry beats. It's all original material of unreleased tracks. But the main lead project in the front line is the Enes and Friends Part 2 project. I dropped it earlier this year, around March. And the first single is called Back Home. Enes featuring Black Duke Black Thought from the legendary Roots Crew, mm-hmm. Featuring Typewriter, produced by the legendary Black Key Beats. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My mentor, my lifetime long producer. You know what I mean? So and that's the first lead out single, Back Home. I'm featuring Black Thought from the Roots, and we got that. We got the backup single for like the dance, the club. It's called Leg Up, featuring Zah Moolah. That's like a little more dance party track, like trap party type shit, sexy drill type of thingy. And just experimenting, having fun, and not being afraid to be myself on in this second win, as you call it, that I have.
Yeah, always gotta stay original, stay creative, and like you said, just be yourself, man. That's it. It's more than enough.
Yeah, so make sure y'all go get that, man. When y'all see this interview, it's been out for some months now. Go run the numbers up. E-Ness and Friends Part 2. Make sure y'all hit up the YouTube page, E-Ness-Lufil on YouTube, at E-Ness Bad Boy. You can find all the music, all my projects on E-Ness Topic on YouTube and on Apple and Spotify. So there's a lot of pages. I know you get confused, but you type in E-Ness, type it in all together, E-N-E-S-S, mm-hmm. and then you type in E-Ness-Lufil. That's E-Ness -LEWPHIL. That's my personal YouTube page. And I'm trying to get the numbers up. I had my joint since 2009. And if I would have been smarter, I would have invested all my time in YouTube instead of Instagram and Facebook, because they got the biggest payout. That and TikTok. Make a long story short, those two projects are what I'm pushing right now. Those are the two singles. Everybody go run the numbers up and go hit those YouTube pages up. E-Ness-Lufil and E-Ness Topic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody that's listening, make sure you go do your research, you know, listen to the music, new shit, old shit, freestyles, mixtapes, singles, all that, you know. And if you don't know enough about E-Ness, man, just, you know, write the name on Google, or you can ask the fucking AI. They'll tell you everything that you need to know.
For sure. Yeah. Make sure y'all go check out them battles, too. Shout out to T-Top. I battled Tay Rock this year. He was regarded as, you know, I mean, one of the most, I mean, highest view battle rappers ever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We had a dog fight and shit. Make sure y'all go run the numbers on that. And I just recently battled Rum Nitty too, which is a crowd favorite, and you know what I'm saying, a cultural favorite too. We had a dog fight. So make sure y'all go run those battles up on YouTube. E-Ness versus Rum Nitty, E-Ness versus Tay Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And do you have any last words, man, for your fans out there across the globe?
Man, shout out to everybody that's been, you know what I mean, keeping up with the journey, keeping up with the movement, keeping up with the motion. And shout out to the haters too, man, for the disbelief, because you uh-huh. keep me going also. So yeah, make sure y'all go run the numbers up on those projects, and request that song when you hear it, man, on any platform. Jiggling Baby, E-Ness featuring Petey Crack, produced by God Pyre. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, we keep that on rotation, and whenever you have some new shit, man, make sure you send it to my email. I put it on rotation in the Mixtape Paddock show, so, you know, we let the overseas people know about the good shit, man. Thanks for your time, my bro.
Thanks, King. I appreciate it, man. Yes, shout out to Pat Wee.
Yeah.
215 representing the building. Ness, your boy.
Yes. Big up, mon frère, depuis Paris, depuis la France. Big up. Peace, man.